I've traveled all over North Korea, as well as I have South Korea, and I've talked with hundreds, if not thousands, of people, always with a translator, of course. But you know, they're people just like us. They laugh, they cry, they want security, they want peace. They don't want to fear when they're going to be bombed again. During the Korean War, one-third of all the population in North Korea was killed. One of the highest percentages of deaths in the history of the world in warfare. Everybody you meet in North Korea, everybody I've met in North Korea, everybody without exception, lost one or a dozen or 20 family members, and they can start talking about who in their family died in the bombings. It's a scar that hasn't been healed, and we've continued to demonize North Korea for various reasons, partly to maintain our justification for Star Wars, because Korea has missiles, we say, that can maybe hit the Aleutian Islands, part of the United States. We want to make sure that China continues to be surrounded. Even though we want their markets, we also fear China. They're all fourth of the world's population. It certainly helps justify continued escalated Pentagon budgets to have these enemies, Cuba, 90 miles off our shore, this big threat to us, 11 million people. Can you imagine that if the human species survives, archaeologists and anthropologists will be wondering, what on earth were these people thinking? What on earth were they doing? How could they have been so deranged as to have all these weapons of mass destruction, all this social decay, inattention to details of the well-being of its own citizenry, while it's planning to control space? It's since 1997 has this concept of full spectrum dominance. We want to dominate every spectrum of life. Wow, what an obsession we have. It's kind of like a mental illness. And I'm wondering when we as a people will, in either individually or collectively, in a fairly short period of time, recognize our need to the equivalent of a storming of the Bastille, a kind of an explosion of our humanity that decides to come out of the box. This box to me is really stifling. It's suffocating. And we're suffocating the planet. We're suffocating life itself with this obsession with commodities, protection of resources so that we can make more commodities. People so stressed out with credit card debt that they can't even pause to re-examine their life even for a couple of minutes because they're so busy trying to survive. And yet, what is the survival leading to? So I have this faith that we are able and capable of having an explosion of our consciousness, call it a quantum leap, if you will, as an alternative to the suicide of extinction, which seems reasonably a reasonable outcome if we continue doing business as usual now. It's kind of like a no-brainer, and yet how do you break the cycle? And I think that perhaps Bush is a cosmic gift in disguise. He makes it so easy, or he makes it easier to detect problems with this model that we have. He has unmasked the language and calls us He even says to the Iraqis who are shooting and killing U.S. soldiers, come on, kill us. I mean, he's the president, acting as president, urging people to shoot at U.S. soldiers. I mean, I just can't conceive of having this kind of person as commander-in-chief of the most powerful, the most imperial military in the world. It seems surreal to me. It seems almost unbelievable. But then again, we live in a make-believe society. And the question is, when will we decide? When will we choose to say, I must begin climbing out of the box because my humanity has been stifled long enough. And I know that my well-being, as I have defined it, has been dependent upon exploitation all over the planet, hurting many people. I lost 50 friends in Nicaragua to the Contras. I lost 15 friends in El Salvador to the death squads. You know, I get the calls. Jose was killed last night. And, you know, after a while, you wonder, if you're a clergy person, you might say, when is God going to balance the books? When is the accounting going to happen? When is the responsibility going to be felt in this culture? When are we going to become real? When are we going to actually decide that we have to revolt from a system that is so destructive that it's going to cause our own demise? Our own demise. I believe that since it's such a critical issue in contemporary political terms, the issue of Korea, and that really most people in the West don't understand this history, this assault on the Korean psyche. And maybe people will recognize that there's a lot of pieces of history that have been assaultive, that come back to us. And if we can start grasping the essence of what we've done in Korea, we certainly should have known what we did in Vietnam, although people still aren't willing to talk about the fact that we invaded Vietnam. We illegally intervened in Southeast Asia. It was not a noble war. It was a criminal war that killed 5 million people. And 400 interventions in our history, overt, at least 400. And maybe 10,000 covert interventions since 47. So I'm just hoping that one aspect of the revolutionary process is more awareness of this history and the patterns of this history that have led to a George Bush who can be so cocky to say we're now going to basically control the world and the world's resources, and whoever gets in our way will blow them away. I mean, we've had that policy for a while, but it's never been laid out that explicitly, that openly. And if you love it like some of my own relatives love, who drink beer and watch television and say, nuke them all. I think, boy, I went to church with these people. I went to school with these people. We had picnics together. How could we have such a different take on the world? Well, they've never left home. I left home at the age of 20. Is that what it takes? I mean, I just heard a statistic the other day that only 5% of the U.S. citizens have passports. Is that possibly true? That only 5% of the population have traveled to another country? I don't know. That was a statistic I saw. We're very insulated. We're very spoiled. We're in denial. And my hope is that we will have a desire. Maybe it's a hope against hope. That we will have a desire as never before to find our humanity and to say to the world, we're sorry. We're sorry for all we've done to inflict this pain and this misery, and begin wailing, if you will, in tears. Because when you realize what you've done that has been so painful, you do cry, as I have cried many times in 34 years since I was in Vietnam, for having committed so much harm from so much ignorance, and to realize that my whole civilization is built on killing the indigenous, killing Africans, and then killing people all over the world that were in the way of our getting what we wanted on our terms. It's quite a history. It's not a sustainable history. It's not a sustainable model. And I'm interested myself in living in a sustainable world. So I'm hoping that all of us will recognize the need for our own quantum leap, our own revolution, if you will, of consciousness that will carry us with our imagination and with courage in places that we can't imagine at this moment, but that will liberate us from our own box. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a talk given last month in Los Angeles by Vietnam veteran and peace activist Brian Wilson. Thanks to the LA Sound Posse for that recording.